Thank you all. Let me first thank my classmates, the class of 1960, and our 50th reunion committee for the honor of this invitation and for the privilege of sharing this Harvard stage with so many distinguished public servants, Secretary Vicker, other members of the armed forces, and for all those in the audience here who have served our country, thank you all for your service. Thank you as well to MIT for providing Harvard students the opportunity to train for this day and for the service that awaits them. Thank you, Peter Gomes, for your spiritual guidance of this Harvard community. And a special thanks to President Drew Faust for your inspirational leadership at a particularly challenging and important time in Harvard's history. And not least, let me offer my congratulations to the commissioned officers of the Harvard College class of 2010. Tomorrow, you will receive your degrees. Your level of academic achievement will be inscribed on those degrees. In my day, they were inscribed in Latin. There were summa cum laudes, and magna cum laudes, and cum laudes. And then there were two Latin words that were not inscribed, but very important to some of us as we received our degrees. Deo gratias. So tomorrow, whatever the level, congratulations will be in order. Here at Harvard, we seek through learning and reason, we seek the truth, veritas. And I am honored to be invited to focus our attention on the significance of this morning's ceremony. So I ask you to always remember this truth. Whatever your level of academic distinction, as newly commissioned officers and ensigns, today you have learned your place in the front ranks of the most honored graduates of the Harvard College class of 2010. You are in the front ranks because you have demonstrated early and honorable leadership. You have stepped forward to the front ranks of national public service. And by so doing, you are setting an honorable example for your classmates and for your generation. When you signed on for the Reserved Officers Training Corps and selected a branch of service, here at America's most distinguished university, you were the first in your class to answer a fundamental question. It was not the predictable question we all asked ourselves as undergraduates. What shall I do with my Harvard degree? No, your question was more profound. You asked yourselves, once I have received a Harvard education, what shall I do with my citizenship? A Harvard College education provides its graduates with an awareness of and a deep appreciation for our rights as American citizens. But a Harvard College education also teaches us to remember always our responsibilities as American citizens. In life, one's character is most readily measured by one's priorities, by one's values, and by the choices one makes along the way. And by the choice you made then, and by what you have earned today, you declared as a first priority in your postgraduate career from Harvard College to commit your time and your talent to the service of your country. Once I have received a Harvard education, what shall I do with my citizenship? You have answered your own question with a selfless and patriotic pledge to duty and to discipline, to sacrifice and, yes, to service. In doing so, you bring honor to yourselves and to your families. You bring honor to your classmates and to this university. And not least, you have honored your country by your election to serve in the military service of the United States of America. Having recently served on the Armed Forces Committee and the Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committees of the United States Senate, I have a keen appreciation of the dangerous and complex world in which we live, and of the two difficult wars in which our country is engaged. And I commend you for your courage, and I salute you for your patriotism. It is said that from those to whom much is given, much is expected. This morning's ceremony marks clear that you have a grateful understanding that as recipients of a Harvard education, much has been given to you, and that in return, you are expected to serve and to be a part of something larger than yourselves. Your understanding of that responsibility is a sign of your wisdom. It is the very wisdom that Harvard College promised to you in the inscription over Dexter Gate when you entered this yard some 4 years ago. Enter to grow in wisdom. Tomorrow, when you exit that same gate, take a moment to look up at the inscription that sends you on your way. It is meant as an inspiration to all Harvard seniors as they depart from this yard. Read its words and feel good about yourselves, because as newly commissioned ensigns and second lieutenants, destined for leadership in our military service and for future leadership as public citizens, in return for Harvard's gift to you, as you depart to better serve thy country and thy kind. Congratulations and Godspeed.